It's so lovely to finally meet you. Come on in. Make yourself comfortable. Would you like some water or maybe a coffee before we start? Firstly, I want you to take a moment and appreciate the huge step you've made by just being here today. You should be so proud of yourself. This is a fantastic first step in your own personal journey. It's never easy to open up about ourselves, but the fact that you're here shows that you're ready and willing. Please never forget that as we begin our time together. Now, before we start, I wanted to say thank you for sharing some details with me in our email communication. It's very clear and given me much needed context. But to begin, why don't you go ahead and start? Tell me about you, your family, your upbringing. Okay. Oh. Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah. So it sounds like your family has held significantly high standards for you. And understandably, you haven't been able to live up to them. You can't be perfect. I think that certainly could be contributing to your constant worrying and inner desire to please everyone. It's hard when the people around us have such high expectations, isn't it? Tell me more about where you feel like you're not meeting those expectations. At work. Yes, that's very common. Imposter syndrome is nothing new. What about in your own personal life? With friends or a partner? So you've never had a real long-term partner. Is that something you'd like? It is? Okay. Well, that is certainly something we can work on. What do you think has held you back? Yeah, thank you. Thank you for telling me that. In my professional opinion, your self-consciousness of your height and your looks is an internal way of you feeling, you know, let's say, not good enough. This, of course, leads to insecurities. You have a need for people to see you as the best, academically, physically, or otherwise. And in your eyes, your height and looks don't achieve this, which then influences how you perceive yourself. Does that make sense? Good, okay. But I need you to remember that physical appearance doesn't define your worth. We're here to work on building up your confidence in every area. Okay. Yeah, of course. Let's take a moment to slow down. I can see how much pressure you've been under. It must feel like a heavy weight. But remember, just being here means you're already taking the steps to help yourself. Before we dive deeper into these expectations and the pressures you've been feeling, I want you to take a deep breath for me. Inhale slowly. And exhale. In and out. In and out. In and out. let your body sink into the chair. There's nothing to worry about right now. Let's do a full body scan. Start with your toes. Relax them completely. Now, move up to your ankles. And then your knees. Don't skip the calves. And now, your thighs. Let the anxiety release as we go up to your torso. Now reach the tip of your fingers and over your arms to your chest. Now into the shoulders and neck and all the way to the top, tippy, tippy top of your head. Completely relax every muscle. One more deep breath for me. In and out. I can tell you've been carrying this burden for a long time. You mentioned that this has affected potential relationships, too. Tell me more. Of course. Confidence in the bedroom. That will happen with low self-esteem. Oh. Trouble getting an erection, too. That is far more common than you think in men your age. Again, nothing to worry about. And premature ejaculation? You really are having a tough time, aren't you? I'm so sorry. That must add to the stress you're already feeling, but thank you for sharing. This is a completely safe space. It's hard when you feel like you're not in control of your own body. That lack of control has probably trickled into other areas of your life too. The pressure you're putting on yourself to live up to others' standards has made you feel like you can't perform when it matters, hasn't it? Today is the start to changing that. We will rebuild your confidence, not just in how you perform physically, but in how you see yourself. Let's work on getting that confidence back. Okay. I see. So, in these times when you felt not good enough. Well, you've been turning to porn as a way to cope? That's understandable. Porn is a simple escape when real life feels too hard to handle. But that's not really helping you, is it? It's just a way of avoiding the real issue. It's also kept you from facing what's really going on. Trouble creating a real connection with a partner. So, it's not just about your performance anxiety. It's also about how you connect with women. Your feeling of not being good enough is holding you back. Paying for attention online, you say. And does that give you the validation you can't get anywhere else? With these OnlyFans and cam girls? You're paying for something you should be able to get on your own. But deep down, you know why you're not doing it, don't you? It's because you feel like you're not enough on your own. That's why you've turned to something so desperate. I'm so sorry. I did not mean to say it like that. That's extremely unprofessional. Please forgive me. Okay, let's try something. A visualization exercise. Please close your eyes for me. I want you to go back and think about a time when things didn't go the way you wanted them to in the bedroom. Maybe you couldn't last long enough, maybe you couldn't achieve an erection, or perhaps it's more simple, such as asking someone else, but not getting the answer you desired. Imagine that memory, and hey, no need to share it with me. How did you feel? The disappointment. The frustration, not just from her, but from yourself. That feeling of failure. Remember that feeling. That's the one we need to change. Feeling it again should help you strive to overcome it. So, as you've mentioned, you've been paying for cam girls and OnlyFans girls online because you felt like it was the only way you could get any real validation? You must find it so hard, being short, being nervous about ejaculating too fast, and feeling like the only thing you have to offer is money to give you some confidence. That's why you use it, isn't it? You're paying for something you should be able to get on your own. But you've let yourself believe that you're not enough. So, you hide behind money, thinking it'll fix everything. But we now know the truth. It's rooted in your insecurities. You are much shorter than other men, and your appearance brings you down. And that fear means you struggle to please a woman, even if you wanted to. I can't imagine how hard that is for you, poor boy. Oh my. Is this turning you on? Wow. Poor boy, you're shaking. Did us discussing your insecurities turn you on? It has. No need to lie to me. I can see that reaction in your pants. Like I expected, your erectile dysfunction is anxiety-induced and purely psychological. You have an erection now, and we're just having a conversation. Consider it a win. Oh my, it's throbbing. Don't tell me you're about to... Because you mentioned premature ejaculation? Can I ask, have you ever orgasmed hands-free? You're breathing so heavily. Calm down. Calm down. I'm just resting my hand on your stomach to help you regain composure. Deep breaths now. That's a good boy. Relax. So, I am curious. How fast does it pop? Ignore my hand moving down. Just relax. It's all for me to know, so I can help you. After all, aren't you just happy or hard with a woman's hand wrapped around your little guy? Relax. Let me do this. Sit back. Let me do this. Let me make one thing clear, little guy. I'm not taking your cock out of your pants. This is a test of your self-control. If you come, that's your problem. You'll deal with the mess, not me. You're going to get 50 strokes. You heard me. Just 50. No more. No less. Now, if you don't make it to the end without exploding, well, I think it's only fair you'll pay triple for this session. Understand? I don't do this for free. And technically, we're already shaking on it. One stroke. Two. Already shaking, aren't you? You gonna come, little guy? I'll be honest. It's pathetic how fast you're getting turned on by this. Are you aroused by a woman with authority? A woman who isn't just physically overpowering, but has the knowledge and intelligence to control you too? Five strokes. Six. You're not even trying to hold back, are you? You like it when mommy takes control, don't you? Be a good boy for mommy and bust in your pants. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. Does this make you feel small? A woman who's in charge, telling you what to do. My hand smothers your cock. You can feel that, can't you? And the knowledge that I couldn't even use two hands if I wanted to. Well, you can't handle that, can you? That excitement. Yeah. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 strokes. You could only dream of a woman who would touch you like this. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm the first woman to touch you like this. How fitting. In a paid-for session, I'm so sorry, but an ugly, short man like you would never have a chance with a woman like me without knowing what's in your wallet. 21. 22. 23. 24. 25. That's okay, sweetheart. It's okay. It's okay, it's just the truth. We both know. I know. Let me get my tits out of my shirt. Have a little perv. That'll make things better. It'll all be okay. 30. We're getting closer, aren't you? I can feel it. You gonna come, my little guy? You can't make it to the end, can you? Let me move my breasts a little closer to you. Be a good boy and do what I tell you. Bust in your pants. You're not strong enough to hold back. Think about all the girls who said no. Think of them touching you. The fantasy that'll never happen. 40 strokes. 10 more. You think you're gonna make it? Fucking come for mommy, you pathetic little ugly man. Come now. No. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. Oh, that's a good boy. That's a good boy. That's such a good boy. That's such a good little boy. Look at you filling up your pants. Oh, that's what I wanted. My ugly little man. Let it out. Let that release take over your mind. And relax. Let that bliss take over. Close your eyes. Oh, poor baby. You couldn't even last to the end. Look at this mess over my hand. I told you, if you came before I was done, you'd have to pay triple. It looks like you're going to owe me more for today's session. Shh, it's okay. It's okay, I know it's hard to control yourself. We expected this, didn't we? That's why we're here, to help you learn how to last longer. Now, take a moment to clean yourself up. I'll send you the updated invoice tonight, including the extra fee. But don't worry. We'll keep working on this. You'll get better with time. We'll try again next week, okay? We'll keep building that control and that confidence. It's a journey, but I'm here to help you every step of the way. I have a few other techniques we can try as we begin this journey. I'll see you next week. Hopefully. You'll last a little longer next time. And bring your wallet.